Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob.
Hey, good morning. We're going to have a nice little chat here with Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing Company. And if you've ever been to Ann Arbor, right downtown, there's a phenomenal brewery. It's called Arbor Brewing. How are you, Matt? Good morning. Are you there, Matt?
Good. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the kind words.
Well, you know what? I don't know that you and I have ever met necessarily, but I've been into your downtown location a few times, and I realize you've got actually two breweries now, but I was at your first one maybe 10 years ago.
You're an old-timer like us, huh?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I loved it. Just the whole facility. Obviously, the brew is excellent, but, I mean, you've just got everything working right down there. It's very, very smart-looking. You're doing something right, man, and you've got a great crowd that hangs out there.
Yeah, things are great. I have to say we are pretty proud of the fact that we've been in business in Ann Arbor for 16 years. Makes me feel old saying that, and we've seen a lot of businesses come and go in town, so apparently people are liking something about what we're doing.
Well, I think it's really cool that Renee and you together do everything that you do, and I can see why you're successful, because she's got that whip crack in there.
I just ride her coattails.
Yeah,
she's very impressive.
That's a great combination. And I'm in studio this morning with Jop.
Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you today, man?
Good. Can we go by Hoppy today for you?
Yeah,
what?
You can. Okay,
it's
for the beer honor, for the beer interviews. Absolutely, that's awesome.
We'll just Hop for short.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I'm looking down. I'm on your website, and it's arborbrewing.com for any of our listeners that are out there. And I'm looking at your brews as I go down through here. Your website's cool, easy to navigate, and I'm looking at you got some Bavarian style stuff here. I see an alt. What is an alt? Maybe our listeners don't know what that is.
Alt is the German word for old, and it's basically the way Germans used to brew beer before they discovered lager yeast and before they discovered dry kilning. So basically it's an ale instead of a lager, and they tend to be darker colored rather than lighter colored with a little bit more complexity of flavor, but still a very light-bodied, easy-drinking beer. So it's kind of a precursor to the lighter lagers of today, but it just happens to have a little bit more flavor and is an ale.
Wow, that sounds tasty. What's your most popular beer in your tap room?
You know, you ask almost any microbrewery, they'll tell you the same thing. It's our IPA. Our Sacred Cow IPA has been just a huge hit for the 16 years we've been making it. And we've been in business so long that I started brewing that back before we thought there was even a market for, you know, big hoppy IPAs. And that's how it got its name, Sacred Cow, was because I decided I'm going to make this beer. I'm going to put it on an English hand pull, cask conditioned, you know, dry hopped. And if I'm the only one that drinks it, that's fine. I don't care if anybody else likes it or not. So it's my Sacred Cow. And guess what? It's our most popular beer.
So why do you suppose it is that IPAs are still, in the microbrew world, the dominant choice? Is it because there are that many hopheads out there?
It really is. I have to admit that I'm astounded at the longevity that the growth of IPAs had.
It's not a fad.
Double IPAs and triple IPAs, imperial IPAs, black IPAs. And I think the American craft beer consumer has a natural predilection towards hops because that's kind of what they grew up on. I mean, you've got people now who are just, you know, you got people in their 20s just starting to drink craft beer, and the craft beer that they're tasting right out of the gate are big hoppy beers. So I think it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy where we're developing a consumer who has a taste for hoppiness.
I talk with grillers all week long. I was just talking with a neighbor the other day who happens to fit right into your category. He's a school teacher. I won't say what school.
Probably a good move.
But it was pretty funny because he's just all about the IPAs. Matter of fact, he handed me a local brewed IPA as I left because I brought him a little can of some of our Three Little Pigs rub.
Nice.
Just because I knew he was a big fan of the show, and I just, you know, I like giving that stuff away. Who doesn't want a good butt rub once in a while?
Exactly.
But it's, you nailed it, and I guess until you've said that this morning, I didn't know that that really was the dominant choice in every tap room, but now that you say it, it's pretty obvious.
Well, I think it's how the American craft beer consumer immediately distinguishes a brewery. I do. I'm guilty of it. When I walk into a brewery I've never been in before, I'm going to drink their pale ale or their IPA to just kind of get a feel for what kind of a brewery it is. So it's become kind of the, you know, kind of a common denominator of, you know, comparing breweries to each other.
But, you know, excuse me, I don't have a cough button. We have, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And we're talking with Matt over at Arbor Brewing. And you and your wife, Renee, actually started the place 15 years ago. I'd love to hear sometime how that would happen. But right now, I want to find out about that Fat Abbot Belgian, because I don't really see that trend taking off the way I would expect it to, because Belgian triples, in my mind, are just something that most people have never tried, and they're just crazy good. I'm really curious about yours.
Well, I mean, it was after, you've noticed that, like, the Belgian sours have gotten extremely popular, but more, you know, the Trappist or Abbey styles are not nearly as popular. After a trip to Belgium, I just fell in love with, you know, the traditional Trappist style doubles and triples, and started homebrewing them, and then when we opened our brewery, I started making them, you know, on the larger scale. And I absolutely love these beers because they're higher in alcohol. You know, our double is, you know, 8.5%. Our triple gets 9.5 to 10%. And the complexities of flavors are amazing, and they're not too sweet, so they're very drinkable, frighteningly drinkable for the alcohol content they have. But ours, since we've started putting those out in distribution the last 3 years, that season has grown for us dramatically. So we're building up our own little niche with those two beers. They come out one after the other in October, November, December. And this past year we saw, you know, almost doubled the sales of those beers. So I think, you know, we're doing our part to try to educate people, because I love that style of beer.
Do you have, now some of them have a little cinnamon, some of them have a little marjoram. Is there, what's the driver, the profile on that?
Ours, we use for our triple, which is light colored, even though it's higher in alcohol, we use light Belgian candy sugar. And in our double, we use dark Belgian candy sugar. And what that does is it allows you to boost the alcohol content without making the beer too sweet. And it also gives, you know, a nice complexity of flavors. We don't add any other spices to our Abbey style beers, but because we ferment them at very warm temperatures and because of the alcohol content, you get a lot of really nice fruity esters coming through. You get a lot of dark fruits with the double, which are, you know, raisin, plum, cherry. And then with the triple, you get a lot of tropical fruits, a lot of passion fruit, some banana, that sort of thing. So I think naturally the yeast strain that we use at high temperatures naturally gives off a lot of different complex fruity estery flavors.
But that's not bottled.
It is bottled.
Oh, excellent.
It is. Yep, that's what I said. That's a pretty recent one for us. We've only been putting that out in bottles for the past 3 years, and those come out in the fall, October, November, December.
And once again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Matt Greff from Arbor Brewing Company in, down in Ann Arbor, and he's got some really interesting beers. And Matt, I'm cruising your website while we're talking here, and one of the things that I think I want to point out to our listeners, your website at arborbrewing.com, you're one of the few guys that are actually putting food pairings with your beers. And I think that is a great service that you guys are doing. This Fat Abbot Belgian Triple that we were just talking about, according to your website, says try it with spicy barbecue, glazed ham, warm German potato salad, and banana cream pie. I mean, what a great combination. That's a meal right there that that you could serve and enjoy this beer with it. But that's cool. Do all of your beers have similar guides with them?
We do, and again, that's where Renee comes in with her strength. She's really an amazing cook, and she takes all the beers that we make and sits down and pairs them, you know, herself, and then we, you know, put those guidelines out for other restaurants that carry our beers for recommendations of what they could pair it with, and then at our own brew pub, on our own menu, we've got recommendations for all the items on our menu that would go well with the various beers.
Oh, that's excellent, and if you're... If you're curious, you have tap rooms at both breweries?
We do.
So if you're listening out there and you want to try a microbrewer that I would say is probably one of the strongest in the state.
Thank you.
And on this side of the state, most of us don't get a chance really to visit you, and you're really not that far away from Grand Rapids. It's an hour and a half.
Easy drive. I've been spending a lot of time in Grand Rapids lately. So,
have you?
Okay. Yeah, I might be there on Friday. It's Arbor Day on Friday, so we've got a local pub there is going to have some of our specialty beers on tap for it. So, and I've got a nice aged triple in the bottles for you guys. I might be able to bring by since it would go extremely well with the barbecue. That you
oh,
do.
That would be wonderful. Are you going to be at the Hopcat?
I am.
Oh, how did I know that? That was just a guess. But
I thought it was great that they contacted us and said, you know, it's Arbor Day on Friday. Maybe we should do some specialty beers with you guys. I'm like, that's a great idea.
We love the Hopcat. They're a good friend of the show, and we've got some big plans for them coming up this summer. We haven't fully finalized everything, but that place is phenomenal.
It is. It's amazing.
There are very few beers that they don't have, and there are very few pubs around the country that do it the way they do it.
True.
I mean, whoever dreamt that up was just a genius.
It is. It's a brilliant place.
Yeah. They kind of own the custom beer market in Grand Rapids. But well, listen, Matt, it's really nice of you to call in. It's Arbor Brewing and the Corner Pub. The Corner Brewery. And so the labels people are going to look for are all going to say the Corner Brewery on them?
They're all going to say Arbor Brewing Company on them.
Okay.
Yep. Everything that we distribute is under the Arbor Brewing Company label.
Okay. You simply do all the bottling at the Corner.
At Corner, yes.
Okay.
That's a whole other show about the three-tier system and licensing and the Michigan Liquor Control Commission as to why that's the case. But
yeah, it's kind of tricky. Well, I'm really excited to try one of those triples because that happens to be one of the things that tickles my fancy. And I think I got hooked on Le Fin du Monde years ago, and I keep looking for domestic guys that can do those types of brewing. And, yeah, well, listen, it's Matt Graff from Arbor Brewing. We really appreciate it. Say hi to Renee and look forward to seeing you at the next fest.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's great talking to you as always.
All right, wonderful. Man. Thank you. We've got a caller online too, and we want to go out to good morning.
Are you out there, Rick?
I am.
Hey, this is my brother Bob from Marble Falls, Texas, and
actually Horseshoe Bay.
Okay, he moved uptown is what he did.
Hey, how are you, Rick?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We called you from my deck last summer.
Yeah, yeah, we actually did, but just wanted to, we got about a minute here to wrap up, but I want to touch base with you real quick. What you barbecuing down there in Texas? I know you got a green egg out in the backyard, and you got a gas grill, and you're going after it. What's it look like on your Saturday today?
Well, it's about 80 degrees already here this morning, and I'm sitting here looking at the water, frankly, on my back porch, and if you hear a boat buzzing by, I'm sorry about that, but... you know, Texas barbecue is Texas barbecue. It's basically a rub barbecue, and it's not the sweet kind. It's not the vinegary kind. It's all about the rub and all about the hardwood. And long, low, and slow is the way it goes out here. So,
yeah, that's a family trait.
The slow part
anyway,
is.
Randy's been telling me about your show for a long time, and I just wanted to give him a buzz this morning.
Well, hey, thanks for doing that. We'll chat back with you here in a bit, but I just wanted to get you on. You've been on hold there for about 10 minutes while we were finishing up with the brewer, but I'll give you a jingle a little later, but thanks for calling in.
Awesome. I want some of that triple stuff.
We'll bring it down. We got it coming.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hooked up, baby.
Yeah.
All right, that's
talk
cool.
To you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter, on Grillin' Guy on Twitter. You can hit our website. It's a blog. You can comment. I mean, we have so much access. It's crazy. So check us out. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.